Good morning. It is Thursday, August the 22nd, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I'm kind of starting to get a little bit sad that we're coming down on the end of our season two of the Acts of the Apostles. It's been such a good journey to walk day by day through this incredible story with you. And of course, the story, the recorded part of the story ends, but you know what? It keeps on going. So we got that to look forward to. And of course, we're headed into Exodus starting September the 2nd. I'm praying you're inviting friends, that you're getting journals, that you're going to hand them out and say, come on. We're doing this. We're going. We're moving out. It's going to be such a good season coming this fall, all the way up to Advent. But it's still Thursday, right here, today, right now. And we got a day ahead of us. We want to consecrate ourselves now unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. In fact, he's shining in you, through you, around you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, You're the God of This City. Our text is Acts chapter 28, verses 17 to 24. Hear now the word of the Lord. 3 days later, he called together the local Jewish leaders. When they had assembled, remember we're in Rome now. When they had assembled, Paul said to them, My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. They examined me and wanted to release me because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. The Jews objected, so I was compelled to make an appeal to Caesar. I certainly did not intend to bring any charge against my own people. For this reason, I've asked to see you and talk with you. It is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain. They replied, We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of our people who have come from there has reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your views are, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect. They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day, and came in even larger numbers to the place he was staying. He witnessed to them from morning till evening, explaining about the kingdom of God, and from the law of Moses and from the prophets, he tried to persuade them about Jesus. Some were convinced by what he said, but others would not believe. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, consider this. Growing up in small town America, it was always a big deal when we went to the city. With Dumas, Arkansas in the rearview mirror, the anticipation of seeing the great metropolis, Little Rock, began. There was a particular place on the far outskirts of the city where we would crest the last hill, obscuring our view. We had a contest among my sisters and I. It consisted of who would see Little Rock first. At the first and slightest glimpse of the skyline, we would shout, "I see Little Rock!" Despite the fact we usually fought the rest of the way into the city as to who won, it is a great memory. It reminds me of all those signs all over the Southeast, "See Rock City." I sense this was something of what it must have been like for Paul, albeit in a bit different spirit, as he crested the last hill and caught his first glimpse of the great city of Rome. Paul carried this city in his heart and prayers for years now. He had tried to get there multiple times and been prevented. Finally, he arrived, an imprisoned apostle. That's almost as big an oxymoron as dead church. He arrived an imprisoned apostle in a procession of criminals likely on their way to death. Paul, the citizen of Rome, had a special burden to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in this famed city. Brings to mind the heart of Jesus over the city of Jerusalem when he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." Matthew 23:37. God loves cities. Though the world began in a garden, it will end with the coming of a city, the New Jerusalem. I imagine Paul looking over the breathtaking expanse of the city of Rome with the longing of the love of God and declaring with humble audacity just under his breath, "Jesus is Lord of Rome." As I remember those days long ago when we shouted, "I see Little Rock," I'm asking myself, have I really seen the town where I presently live, Gillette? It makes me want to go out to the outskirts of town and find a good vantage point and look over the place and ask for God to open the eyes of my heart to really see the place in a fresh way, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm really a nobody in the scheme of this town, and yet I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God. I think this is the beginning of what it might look like to start taking apostolic responsibility. How about you and the city or town where you live? I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to rise up within you with an emboldened kingdom imagination to do such a thing where you live. I love the song by the Irish band Blue Tree and popularized by my friend Chris Tomlin, "God of This City." Here's the lyrics to the chorus. "You're the God of this city. You're the king of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are." And then this battle cry of a chorus. "For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here." Yes, we believe. I'm no Chris Tomlin, but you know I'm not afraid to sing either. I'm putting the link to the song in the post today. I'd love you to click on it. Get familiar with the tune. Start singing it over your town or your city today. Let's pray transformation together this morning. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. Because when people see your likeness in me, their hearts leap for joy within them, because they know that you are close. To that end, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness, my self-interestedness, my self-protection. Jesus, I receive your faith over my town, over my city, your vision over my town and my city, and I release my sense of impossibility and difficulty and seeing all the obstacles. Yes, come Holy Spirit. Transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, that I might become the very love of God in this world, in this town, so that my consecration would become your demonstration, that our lives would become your sanctuary. Yes, glory be to you, Father. Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, and glory be to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our journal prompts today. Have you ever considered humbly taking apostolic authority over your town or city? Would you consider it? What is the small, bold, maybe even hidden gesture you might take today to signal this move? We're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing the kind of the maybe the old version of God of This City. I love it. You're going to love it too. It's called This Is My Father's World. It's in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. It's number 19. If you want to go turn there, put your thumb in the page, open it up, get it ready. We're going to sing all three verses here as we close in a minute. But while I still have your attention, I just want to exhort you a bit more. You know, I wonder if you might just start prayer walking your city. I love the idea of getting out there on the outskirts of town and lifting up your hands just in humble humility. Humble humility. Lifting up your hands and just saying, God, give us... Say, Lord, you have given us this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of this city. It's His already. We're not going to conquer it for Him. It's His. We're going to go share that news and demonstrate the news of just how good the God is who holds this place and everyone in it. There's that sort of perimeter praying that's sort of out on the outskirts. And I mean, you have authority. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and He's readily giving it to us as agents. Discipleship, see, that's just training in how to exercise the humble authority of God's kingdom, where we really learn to be our true. We rise up into our true identity. Remember that from the other day. Our authority comes from our identity. You have authority. But so many people just kind of tell themselves, well, what can I do? I'm powerless. I don't have any authority. I don't have any position. You don't need a position. You need boldness. You need faith. You need love. But I was going to say, just maybe think about just walking out your prayers. I started prayer walking some here in Gillette. The way is made by walking, Augustine famously said. Solvitur ambulando, that's the Latin. The way is made by walking. And just walk a block. And just let say, Holy Spirit, come pray through me. Come pray in me. Pray in words. Pray in groans too deep for words. Just let me be given to you as I'm walking. And let my steps, just even my steps, become my prayers. He does that. You're the God of this city. This is how we get from Acts 28 to Acts 29, which we're headed, guys. We're already there. It's just simple, humble, bold, audacious, hidden, often faith. That's sowing. That's sowing for a great awakening. All right, you ready to sing? I used to say, if you want to go, you can go. And of course, you can go if you want to go. But guys, these hymns, they're putting muscle back on the bones. All right, you ready? Number 19, This Is My Father's World. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, let the earth be glad. Amen. Wow, what a song. That's a good song. You're the God of this city. You're the King of this nation. Yeah, for greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. That's our faith today, gang, as we go out to sow the fields of all the possibilities of God's kingdom. Light breaking through darkness, life uprooting death, new creation, pushing back chaos. That's what we're about. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe out faith in Jesus. Listen, get on board with Exodus. Sign up for our class. We're having our class this Monday night. Links in the email on how to journal, the Word and Spirit journal. This is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And then get your Exodus journal. And if you get one, guys, put So Exodus. We'll send you two. Pray about who you want to invite. We got to have more sowers. These seeds don't sow themselves, and we've got an unlimited supply of seeds. Come on. You hear me? I'm beckoning to you. Come on. Let's do this. I'll see you on the field. I'll see you tomorrow for our last day in Acts for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.